This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. If you weren't convinced of the importance of God's Word in our study of Psalm 119 thus far, our study today should convince you. We've considered the nature of God's Word, its purpose, and its demands. Now consider the benefits of God's Word. Some of these have already been mentioned. God's Word provides a sure foundation for our faith, pointing us to His salvation and enlightening us to understand His will for our lives. In the face of opposition and affliction, God's Word gives perspective concerning what God is doing in and through us. It's while in the crucible of affliction, God's promises sustain and deliver us. As we learn more, God's Word inspires praise in our hearts. It is essential for true worship. Jesus pointed this out when he said to the woman at the well in John 4, "A time is coming and has now come when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for they are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks." It is this mix of guidance, inspiration, perspective, and promise that provides for the believer a solid foundation for living in a way that prompts God to smile on them. It also provides a strong basis for hope regarding our future, both on earth and in eternity. All of this causes delight and enjoyment in the reading and meditating on God's Word. In verse 72, he testifies that God's Word is more precious to me than thousands of pieces of silver and gold. And in verse 103, "How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth." My prayer is that this program will lead you into this delight in God's Word.